So what we're going to do now is, after we did this Tosus, which just said that it's Mestaber, that once you say it by Kriya Shema, you're going to say it by Berachas HaMazon as well. Right? Just, that's Kimlei. So it turns out it's not so simple, because on Barachos, Daf Tezvava Mevez, Tezvava Mevez, is a parallel sugya to this. Basically, I don't know if you looked at it, it's almost exactly the same. Okay, but there's a few differences, and one of the differences has Shitas Rav Yosef. Shitas Rav Yosef is on Tezvav Mevez, about halfway down the page, so by a few lines before the two dots. So it says Amar Rav Yosef, Machlokas Bekrishma, Al Bashar Mitzvah Devarei Kol Lo Yotza. Okay, the whole Machlokas is only talking about by Krishma, but by all the other mitzvahs, everyone agrees you're not Yotze unless you hear it. Right? Why? Dechsev haskes ushma Yisrael. Right? Haskes means listen, pay attention, right? Pay attention and listen, Yisrael. So you see, it's talking about. Let's look at that pasuk. It says it's chav zayin tas in Devarim. Vaydar Moshe ve'akonim halvim al kol Yisrael lemar. Haskes ushma Yisrael. Hayom hazeh ani yesel am la Hashem alakacha. Veshamat bekol Hashem alakacha yasisas. So apparently it's like a tzivoy on, keeping the mitzvahs, something like that. So it says, Haskes Shema Yisrael. So it's in a general discussion about mitzvahs or whatever. And it says, Shema. So he's saying that, when is there a machlokas by Kriya Shema? Because by Kriya Shema it says Shema on the one hand, but it says, on the other hand. But here, by Kalam Mitzvahs, it doesn't say that. It just says, Shema Yisrael. So therefore, he's saying, by other mitzvos, everyone agrees, he's saying that you have to hear it. Okay? That's what the Gemara is suggesting. Okay? So is there Rashi on that? Bishar mitzvos. Bechol brachos. Means other brachos. Okay, other brachos. Or all brachos. Okay, fine. So it says, Meisvei. Lo yivarach adam brachos amazon b'libov v'im b'yarach yotza. So it's clear it's not true, because it's a brisa, it's openly against that. Rav Yosef can't argue on Brisa. There's a Brisa which says that that you're Yotze benching if you don't hear it. So what are you going to tell me? That everyone agrees that by other bracha, other mitzvos, that you're not Yotze unless you hear it? It's not true. It's just openly against the Brisa. So I can't say that. So it says Eliyah Marachir. So that can't be it. Rather, this is what Rav Yosef said. I'm Rav Yosef. Machlokas v'krishma, that's Shema Yisrael. Avashar mitzvos, divrei kol Yotze. By all the mitzvos, everyone agrees that you're Yotze. In other words, Shmiya is not part of it. It's not part of it by the mitzvah. By Kriya Shema, it says Shema Yisrael, so therefore it's Tali and Shemiya. But by other mitzvahs, it's not. I v'ksiv haskeis Shema Yisrael. Who would the Torah ksiv? No, that's not talking about mitzvahs. That's just talking about learning. The Rei Torah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ahu haskeis Shema, but the Rei Torah ksiv, k'derim perakarowa, kisasu atzmachem al the Rei Torah. So they say, kisu atzmachem means like it's like to press yourself, crush yourself. Because they say, has case means has is to make cases like to crush. So it means to crush yourself, pressure yourself. Mavis atzmo, tstar al divrei Torah. So it's a pasuk, it's a limit with regard to divrei Torah. So you see that saying, you see the Gemara shows that it's not talking about how you perform the mitzvos, right? Rather, it's talking about how you're involved in your commitment to a limit of Torah, I guess, something like that. Okay, so basically, they're not doresh the pasuk that apply to other mitzvahs. So basically, it turns out that you only have a pasuk by Shema, because it's Shema Yisrael, that teaches you need Shema. But by other mitzvahs, since there's no pasuk, right, because the pasuk is used for something else, you're left with saying that Shema has nothing to do with it. Right? Okay. So I'm not so interested. I mean, maybe we could do it afterwards. What's the back and forth? I mean, we'll say. But the main thing is, what does he do with Tosa's argument? I mean, it's true there's no pasuk by other things, but Tosa says it's mistaver, once you have it by Kriya Shema, then you know by everything else. That was his whole thing, right? That the mistaver kimlon, that it's the same thing. So apparently Rav Yosef is arguing on that kimlon. He holds not so kimlon. On the contrary, it's a Kriya Shema, it's kosov, but you have no right to say it anywhere else. So apparently there's a machlokas going on here, right? So the Gemara, look, if you look Tosos notices the problem. Tosos on Tezvav Mabez. I don't know if you see. Did you guys see that? Yeah. It says, "Avol v'shar mitzvus yatza." It's not a big deal. Avol v'shar mitzvus yatza. V'im tomar hala el amar d'shar mitzvus yafina mekriyishma. Kigon truma megillah berchazam aslam. What do you mean? But the whole Gemara above, which is the same Gemara as we did in Megillah, says that you do learn all these things from Kriyat Shema. That was the whole premise of the whole discussion. Right? Ah, Yishlomo, Der Yosef Palagas O Yidalel. You're right. That Gemara did assume that. Gemara assumed that, and the Gemara Megillah assumed it clearly, and that's what Tosos is explaining. But Rav Yosef is arguing. So it's Rav Yosef is allowed to argue. That was just the stum of the Gemara. But it wasn't the Tana saying that. That was just the Amorayim. It's Ravin or Ravashi, whatever. So Rav Yosef is arguing on them. Rav Yosef is saying, it's not true. The Machlok is only Krishma, and there's nothing to do with anything else. Okay, so that's what we have to explain. What's the machlok is about? Whether you have a right to say, just because it's the case, it's so by Kriyat Shema, can you therefore apply it to anything else? To everything else. Okay. However you learn this Haskes thing, the Haskes Shema Yisrael, it's clear from Shittas of Yosef, that it doesn't, that there's no such thing as learning from Kriyat Shema to everything else. Only Kriyat Shema is Kriyat Shema, says Shema. The only question by everything else is whether you have a separate Shema by everything else. Whether Haskes Shema still applies to everything else, or it's applying to nothing to do with anything else during the Rei Torah. But it's clear whether that's a separate question. How you learn Pasuk of Haskes Shema Yisrael. But no, nowhere does the Gemara say you can learn from Kriyat Shema everything else. It's a separate thing. It's a separate Lima that you need. Right? Which is against the stomach of the Gemara. So I'm going to hold, forget Haskes. Don't do with Haskes. Don't do with anything. You just have it's a Mistamer. Right, I mean that's why in that sense the Haskes is peripheral. It's a question in its own right. But insofar as how the Rav Yosef is arguing on our Gemara, it's there's nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? Even if you do learn it, it's only because of a lima, not because of logic. Okay, so a thing like this is that that the question is like this: when you say like Kriyat Shema, and that's true. In other words, we said this is a funny formulation. Rav Yosef's formulation is a funny formulation, and that's why Rav Yehuda didn't like it. So he's saying that the way the Torah formulated Kriyat Shema, is that it's, yeah, true, it's a Maisa Kriya. But the Kiyam is in something other than the Kriyas, in the Shmiah. Right? Because that's the whole idea of that. That's how you actualize it on the person. You actualize it through the hearing yourself do the Kriya. So therefore, halachically, that resulted in a Maisa Kriya and a Kiyam Shmiah. Okay, Rav Yehuda said that's too cumbersome. That's not halachic. Halachically, it's a Kriya's Kriya. Right? Separate Kiyam and Shmiah, fine. But halachically, in the Ikar Mitzvaso, it's a Maisa Kriya. Maisa Kriya, Kim Kriya, it's all a Kriya. Right? So the question is like this. Is Rav Yosef saying, Rav Yossi is saying that Kriya Shema is that like that. Kriya, but a Kim Shmiya. Now, what's that? Why is that? Or what? How do you understand that halacha? Is it pshat because that is how the Torah set up Mitzvah's Kriya? Okay? That is the way in which the Torah halachically, he resolves. There's a conflict. Kriya is in order to accomplish the realizing and actualizing the personality, but there's halachic considerations, because halacha is a difficult formulation. That's how halacha resolves the problem. That the way the Torah formulates mitzvahs kriya is maisa kriya kiyam shmiya. That's the way we've been understanding it. In any Kriya, that's always the underlying objective of realizing personality, and therefore there is this clash. But that's the resolution. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi holds, the way the Torah resolves that is forget the halachic simplicity, but we have to go with the underlying idea. And the way the Torah says, Kriya. What does Kriya mean in Torah? Kriya means is a Maisa Kriya and a Kiyam Shema. Okay? That's the way we're understanding it until now. Okay? But Rabbi Yossi is saying no. That's not true. Okay? No, even Rav Yossi agrees that is not a good halachic formulation. Okay? And the halachic kriya is kriya. Kriya is kriya. Kriya is kriya. That he agrees. That in terms of the simplicity of formulation, and that's really the way it should be. Okay? Kriya is kriya. And that actualization is very nice and all good. It's all well and good. It's like a nice philosophical thing and all that. But halacha is halacha, and halacha is kriya. Kriya is kriya. Kriya is kriya. The kiyam is kriya. The halacha, the maisa is kriya, and all that. But there's a separate gezeiros hakasav by Kriya Shema. Okay? It's a unique gezeiros hakasav by Kriya Shema because of the uniqueness of Kriya Shema. Kibbol malach shemayim, of all the whole philosophical import of Kriya Shema, its significance, that the Torah went out of its way and insisted upon, so to speak, a formulation that is less in line with the beauty of halacha, of the halachic system, and more in line with the underlying philosophical objective. Okay, and by Kriya Shema, it set up a unique halachic structure because of the uniqueness of Kriya Shema. Okay, and therefore, you have no right at all to have anything to do with anything else. You can't apply it to anything else. So the question is, how do you understand the real estate limit of Shema? Right? Is Shema teaching you a unique characteristic of Kriya Shema because of what Shema is, that the Torah is setting up a difficult halachic thing, which isn't normally halachic, but it's setting this up because of Shema? Or do you say no? No, it's a universal question. When Riosi says Shema, it's not telling you because Shema, Kriya Shema, Kibbalah, all that has nothing to do with that. It simply did Kriya. He's telling you what is Kriya? It says Kriya Shema. So what's Kriya? Shema. Kriya, the way the Torah sets up Kriya is that it's a Maisa Kriya and a Kiyum Shemiyah. So it's not it's a general halacha. It's just a din in a Maisa Kriya. It's not a din in Kriya Shema, but it's a din Maisa Kriya. That's the case here. Then it's Mistaber. Well, then Kriya, what's the difference between Kriya and of Kriya Shema and Kriya Berachas HaMazon? There's no difference. They're all Kriya. It's a din in Kriya. Then why do you say there's a different type of Kriya here and a different type of Kriya there? Yeah, that's the maskana of the Gemara there on Tasvav and Vez. Oh, you mean like Rav Yosef?
Yeah, for Rav Yosef.
It does seem so. I think it seems so. I think the way they pass it and stuff. I think you have to look. This sugya has a whole question about in terms of psak. I think there's a Balmar. I think maybe Ramban.
I'm just saying there's two.
Yeah, the Gemara's conclusion, the way to learn Rav Yosef, because the Gemara rejects the first one. The Gemara's conclusion is that by everything else, you definitely don't have to hear it because really Kriya is Kriya. Kriya is a Maisa Kriya, and that's it. And that's what Rav Yossi is saying, is that Kriya, Rav Yossi was never saying that Kriya generically equals Kriya Shmiya. He says Rav Yossi never held that. He says, no, Machlokas, you're broadening the Rav Yossi's argument is, you're broadening the Machlokas to Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda too much. Are you saying it's a general question about Kriya? Where do you see that? It's just a question of Shema or Vahayu. So it's a question which is unique to the Yisod Yadas in Kriya Shema, how the Torah set up Kriya Shema. And then Rav Yossi's point is that because the uniqueness of Kriya Shema, it lends itself to a unique formulation. But that's not a general concept, that's what Rav Yossi's argument is. Again, the other way to say is no. There's no independent halachic structures. I mean, Kriya Shema is nice, and he said that. But everything is the same idea, actualizing whatever. That's what Kriya is. So it's a Rav Yosef's din. It's a din in how the Torah set up Kriya. The question: how broad is Rav Yosef? How broad do you understand the Rav Yosef's halach? Rav Yosef's halach. That's the question. So the point is, I'm not sure exactly what it is about Kriya Shema. We do see Kriya Shema as like an essential. Like Shachov Kumach, like everyone, every day, a person has to constantly to make the Yisodei Hadas real to this person. That's a unique kind of a mitzvah. So it's much easier to see that in that mitzvah, the Torah is going to model it after the whole idea, the whole philosophical objective of Kriya Shema, because that's Kriya Shema is like the Kibbal Machshamayim. That's what it is. But in a benching, although it's based upon realizing ideas of Shevach and all that, but you could argue that's a Maisa Kriya. It's a Maisa Amira. It's more of a halachic thing. Like, it's hard to pinpoint exactly what's unique about Kriya Shema, but it does seem like the institution is an institution of Kibbal Machshamayim, and as such, it's Rav Yosef's arguing, just because the Torah posits a unique kind of halachic formulation by Kriya Shema, you have no right to generalize that to anything else. Whereas the others argue that it's not a din in Kriya Shema, it's simply a din in Kriya. It's not totally in the uniqueness of a Kibbal Machshamayim or anything like that. It's simply the way the Torah sets up a mitzvah Kriya. It's a general type of a statement. That's the question. What's it totally in? Is that din of Shema because of Kriya Shema or because of Kriya? That's the Torah of the mitzvah Kriya. So let me just fine. So someone asked. So what about the Havmin of the Gemara? Because the Havmin of the Gemara held that really everyone agrees. Havmin Gemara Tesvav and Brachos. Everyone really agrees that in Kol Torah Kula you need Shmiah, right? You need Shmiah. Without Shmiah, it's nothing. But it's only by Kriya Shema that Rav Meir says you don't need Shmiah, right? So the Gemara rejected it, but that's what the Gemara held. So he said, well, what's the idea there? So we said that the pshat is like this. So we said is that really, what's pshat saying? Everyone agrees in Kol Torah Kula, really it's Shmia. Okay? Because why? Because we said, because mitzvos, the idea of mitzvos, as opposed to just like limud haTorah, mitzvos is where the person is involving himself experientially in actions which further him towards certain perfections. But it's the idea is the involvement. It is the involvement of the person. So therefore, when Torah is setting up Kriya, it's the involvement of the person in Kriya is through Maisa Kriya, but Shmiya, the Kim Shmiya, that's the real involvement. So therefore, in Kol Torah Kula, I guess that's learned from Haskes to Shema Yisrael somehow. We didn't get into that. But so through that, saying that that's the objective of mitzvahs in general, of all mitzvahs, is for the to make the person involved in certain ideas of perfection. So therefore, if you have a mitzvah of Korea generically, it should really be Korea with the kiyum of Shmiya. And it's not, he's apparently not concerned about the difficulty in the halakhic formulation. That doesn't matter. That's apparently not. That is what halakha is. That's what mitzvahs are, is to involve the person. So therefore, when it comes to Korea, it's Korea with the kiyum of Shmiya. That's the way it should be, in general. And that's what everyone agrees in Kol Torah Kula. But Rav Yehuda said, or not, Rav Meir says that by Korea Shema it's unique. Because by Krishma, the pasuk is, "Vahir dvarim elach shanuchim sav chayim al vavecha," which means "Hena dvaracha dvarim shebalev." Hena dvarim. That's the essence. So it means that he holds that Krishma, and this clarifies what we said before about Krishma, but about vahayu, that in Krishma it's really like a so to speak, a component of the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. Yedias Hashem is a mitzvah of the knowledge of the ideas of the Soviet of God Himself, right? That's the mitzvah, is the knowledge itself. But that's a very amorphous mitzvah. I mean, there's no surah, there's no time frame on it, it's just a generic pursuit of a person his whole life. But that abstract knowledge, that pursuit, was given a form twice a day that you should pursue in a, at least in a basic way, twice a day you should be involved in that knowledge. Okay, and that's the mitzvah of Krishma. That alavavecha, you have to, twice a day, it has to be alavavecha, which means you have to pursue it in a basic sense twice a day. But essentially, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of idea, of your mind's involved, your mind's thinking about those ideas. But once you're making it concrete, it has to have an action, some action. So the minimal action is kriya, you have to say it. But Shmiya has nothing to do with it, because essentially he's saying the mitzvah is the knowledge. So in Yedias Hashem, there's no idea of hearing Yedias Hashem, it's the knowledge. So you just need Kriya because it's an action. So that's what he's saying, is that Kriya Shema is not like a normal Maisa HaMitzvah. A normal Maisa HaMitzvah, the whole other thing is the involvement of the person and that kind of thing. And that's why normally you have to say it and hear it, and that's the nature of the involvement. But in Kriya Shema, he's positing that the essence is not the person's involving his energies in the thing, but it's the idea itself. So therefore, it went away from the normal formulation which demands Shmiya, and it's purely Kriya. That's the way Rav Meir, again, that's the way the Gemara thought originally Rav Yosef is differentiating Kriya Shema from everything else, because he's within Rav Meir. That Rav Yosef is saying is that really Rav Meir agrees in Kol Torah Kula that the way to do it is Kriya and Shmiya. But it's a unique to Kriya Shema that it's really mitzvah belev, so therefore you don't need Shmiya. But the Gemara said that's not true, it can't be, because you see when it comes to, there's an open brisa which says that by benching, you don't need Shmiya. You don't say without Shmiya. So you can't say everyone agrees in Kol Torah Kula that that's the way it is, that Shmiya is makir. So therefore it throws that out. So it says, but so what did Rav Yosef said? Rav Yosef still was saying that Kriya Shema is unique, but not within Rav Meir, rather the other way. That really, in Kol Torah Kula, everyone agrees that that's not a good halakhic formulation. That halakhically, you can't have Kriya Shmiya. That's not, the simplicity of halakha doesn't allow for that in general. And therefore, even though that's a good idea of it, philosophically, but halakhically, Kriya is Kriya, and the Kriya, the Kim, it's all Kriya. Okay? But Rav Yosef's saying is that Rav Yossi's chiddush of Shema Yisrael, by Shema, by mitzvahs Kriya Shema itself, because of the uniqueness of Kibbul Amach Shemayim, the philosophy of incorporating the ideas into the personality was incorporated into the mitzvah. And the Torah set up a unique halachic formulation where the mitzvah is Kriya and the Kiyam, the mitzvah is Kriya and the Kiyam is Shema. Because of the uniqueness of Kriya Shema, the Torah posited Shema, that this idea is going to be incorporated into it. But it's not... it's not a generic thing. You can't say that, but it's not generic. It's specific to Krishna. That's Rav Yosef's argument. Okay? That it's only about Krishna. As opposed to the simple way of learning the Gemara, is that that's the general machlokas about the Kriya, how the Torah set up Kriya. So again, that's brachos. Our Sugya and Megillah, and also the stem of the Sugya and brachos, besides for Rav Yosef, holds that really there's no difference between Kriyat Shema and anything else. That really the machlokes in Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda is simple. How does the Torah, when Torah wants to set up a mitzvah of Kriya, which is a mitzvah whose goal is for the person to realize certain ideas in the person, how does the Torah set up that kind of a mitzvah? Does it go for the ultimate in terms of actualizing ideas on the person, which is a Maisa Kriya and a Kiyam Shmiya? Okay, and therefore Shmiya is Ma'akev, or not Ma'akev, but L'chachila. Or does the Torah, in setting up Kriya, opt for the simple halachic formula, simplicity of the formulation, and say Kriya is Kriya. Kriya, the mitzvah is Kriya, the Kiyam is Kriya, and maybe it's a secondary thing or whatever, but essentially just Kriya. There's no idea of Shmiya. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns, that it's because that the Torah goes with a simpler formulation. But that's the simple way of understanding Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. That's the way Arsugi understands Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda learns that the Torah, even though the Torah is concerned about and incorporating into the person and Shmiya, but it couldn't fit it into the halachic structure, so it's just a separate key. Okay, and Rav Meir, so a simple way of learning Rav Meir is that no, that when the Torah is setting up mitzvahs, so like brachos and all those things, essentially, Kriya in general, when Torah sets up Kriya, essentially it really is concerned about the idea. That's really, this actualization, no, that's not the mitzvah. Mitzvah is essentially concerned about the idea. But it needs an action because it needs an action, so you need a Kriya because of an action, because you need an action. But essentially, when the Torah is setting up Kriya, the Torah is not setting up for the person to actualize the ideas through, you know, through speech, and thereby you need in Shmiya. It's purely the Torah wants you to think about those ideas. That's what mitzvahs of Kriya are. Mitzvah wants you to think about the idea. But think about it, it has to be halachic, so think about it, it needs a halachic, needs a ma'aseh Kriya. It doesn't have to do with Shmiya.